Well, Springfield Little Theater opens the year 2015 with the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, opening next Friday night at the Landers Theater at 311 East Walnut. Beth Doman is directing this Tony-winning musical comedy, and this is not a kid's show. Let's just start right out and make that point. This is a regular main stage little theater season show, and even as far as the content, it's not really a family show, would you say? It's adult humor. Yeah,
it's adult. You know, PG-13.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It's adults playing kids in a spelling bee with it's very character driven.
And boy, are they characters.
Huh? Oh, they are characters and funny. Oh, my Lord.
Rachel Scheinken is the wrote the book, and music and lyrics were by William Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And this, as I said, won a Tony for Best Musical Comedy. Yeah. Was it for Best Musical Comedy or was it some other category?
I can't remember. Best Musical.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And you have basically six adolescent geeks, outsiders, if you want to call them.
Right.
Geeks may be too strong a word for them. I don't know. But they're competing for a huge spelling championship. And, give me some background on some of these people.
Well, yeah. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal that they win. And they're all, they all have their stories and their own little egg. Mm. And we also have four people that we bring out of the audience.
On every performance. Right.
So no performance is ever the same. And they participate in the bee also. So it's really very interactive.
That's a very clever way to get, not only to get kind of an improvisational feel to it
right.
at every show, but also to get the audience really involved.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because they're rooting for their own, man.
So has that been a factor in this show ever since it first opened?
Yes. And it's been really fun. We bring in different people every night to give them, to be able to work with different people.
Do you, I'm not going to ask you if you put ringers in there because you probably don't, but do you have ushers and people scouting the crowd before the performance looking for people who they think might be good?
Well, what we're going to do is in the lobby, we're going to have people that are, have a place where people, if they're interested, they can come up and sign up, and then we'll just draw out of the people that do that. And if we need to
recruit some people, that's the fair way to do it.
Yeah, we'll ask people and talk to them and see if they would be interested in participating in the show.
That's the fair way to do it, because that way you're not just kind of dumping it in somebody's lap.
Right.
Get up here. No, I couldn't.
Exactly. You don't want to bring people up that have no desire.
Stage fright, yeah. No desire to get up there and
right.
do that. Now, this, again, is not just a comedy, but it's also a musical.
Yes, it is.
And it's got great music, too.
It has great music. And it's, there's improvisation. It's just delightful, the whole show. Every one of those, and you can see a part of yourself in every one of the characters. And we've got an incredible cast. I mean, these guys are just knocking it out of the ballpark. Well, Zoe Zelonke, who has done stuff for us, and she's a student here. Jalen Lee, who's a student. We've got Ellen and Alec. They're both students here. Amelia Parrish, who was she was in Hairspray, did a bunch of stuff for us at the theater. Mm-hmm. She's back in town. Thrilled to have her home. And Tara Lewis, Ryan Maddox, Derek Devon King. It's a small cast. It's nine people.
And music direction by Susan Gravatt. Josh Inman is choreographing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a lot of choreography for this show?
There's not a ton compared to most musicals, but there's more than you would think. And Josh has done a great job. And Susan, of course, is always fabulous to have her conducting for us.
When you bring people out of the audience, do they have to sing?
They do not.
They will not. So if that is a factor in whether you want to get up and participate, you won't have to sing and dance. That's not going to be part of the...
No, they'll have to sway a little bit.
Okay.
They have to sway. But, yeah, it's...
That's easy enough to do.
Yeah, that's easy enough. But it's really, it's such a fun, fun show.
The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee runs January 23rd through February 8th at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. Production opens next Friday night, the 23rd, at 7:30, and performances are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2:30 p.m. through February 8th. We're trying to ascertain the website, the LT website mentions a Saturday matinee on the 31st at 2:30. We're not sure if there is one or not.
Right. I'm still waiting to hear from Karen going, I don't know. That just doesn't seem right to me. Yeah. That's
right. Gee, thanks for telling the production staff, you know.
Well, the crack up is I'd be the one that did it.
Yeah,
so
right. Yeah.
I'm kind of, but I have slept since then. But yeah, we'll find that out.
We'll let you know if there actually is a Saturday matinee on the 31st or not. Otherwise, Sunday matinees at 2:30 and evening performances Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. Opening January 23rd, which is actually a Friday night opening as usual,
right.
And then running through February 8th. Mm-hmm. You can call the Landers box office at 869-1334 or visit springfieldlittletheater.org. You can call to order tickets. You can order tickets online, but you can also get all kinds of information about the show and the rest of the 2014-2015 season at LT at springfieldlittletheater.org.
Yeah, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up. We've got Pinocchio, The Wizard of Oz, Tuna Des Vegas, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And this show is so delightful. We've got Matt Chimmer plays the Boy Scout in it, and it's everybody has... the shy kid, the scientific geeky kid that knows everything, the
Sheldon.
Yeah.
Right.
The girl that literally is the smartest person in the world. That's, just kind of the little robot that finally breaks free of that. And everybody has a moment. Everybody has a change where they kind of have an awakening. It's really awesome.
An epiphany, a growing as a person.
They
that sort
do.
Of thing, yeah.
Yeah, they have a paradigm shift.
Putnam County Spelling Bee at Little Theater opening next Friday night. Beth Doman is directing the production, and for tickets, 869-1334 or springfieldlittletheater.org. Anything else people need to know?
Come play. Come have a good time.
And don't be shy about getting up during the performance.
Right. You just have to get up, ask for a definition, and use it in a sentence and see if you can spell it.
Right. All right. Thanks, Beth. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Right.